Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. The United States has criticized a decision by Arab foreign ministers to readmit Syria to the Arab League 12 years after it was suspended for the violent suppression of pro-democracy protests. A State Department spokesperson said the U.S. did not think Damascus merited rejoining the pan-Arab body. Joel Rabin is a former U.S. Special Envoy to Syria who served under both the Trump and Biden administrations. He says the U.S. carries some responsibility for this latest move.
I think it's born of frustration with the United States that after a pretty intense pressure policy during the previous administration that lasted all 4 years of that administration, that the current administration took a deliberate step to disengage from Syria policy at the beginning of 2021. They stopped enforcing the sanctions for all intents and purposes, and they just sort of declined to lead the international political track as the United States had been doing for, 9 years at that point. And I think the Arab countries got frustrated, and they understandably decided to cast about for a different approach. Just they settled on one that can't possibly work.
The authorities in southern India say at least 21 people died when a tourist boat capsized in the state of Kerala. Five of the dead are children. And Barasa Natarajan has more details.
It is a double-decker boat. There were a lot of people on the ground as well as on the top floor of this boat. It listed and it suddenly overturned. So it trapped people basically underneath the boat. Many of those rescued have been admitted in hospital. It was late in the evening, and the boat services, normally they are supposed to stop by 6 p.m. because it was already dark. But because there was a heavy rush of tourists, they were operating this boat service. So we don't know exactly why this accident happened, but as of now, the authorities are involved in rescue work.
Police in the U.S. state of Texas are investigating what caused a car to career at high speed into people at a bus stop, killing seven of them. The crash happened near a migrant center close to the U.S.-Mexican border. The director of the center, Victor Maldonado, said around 22 people from the center were waiting at the bus stop.
Our camera captured an SUV at very high speed running the red light. And it appears that it was such a high speed that it hit the curb and it just wiped everyone who was sitting there. And the car flew like around 200 feet and just took everything and everybody that was in front of them.
Air raid alerts have sounded across southern and central Ukraine in response to the latest missile attacks by Russia. The southern city of Odessa was among the targets to be hit. Footage on social media appears to show a large fire. This is the World News from the BBC. The European Union is reported to be considering sanctions against a number of Chinese firms suspected of helping the Russian military. The Financial Times newspaper in Britain says seven businesses accused of selling equipment to Russia that could be used in weapons are listed in the proposed sanctions package. It would be the first time Brussels has put sanctions on Chinese companies since Russia invaded Ukraine. Chileans have gone to the polls to elect a committee that'll make another attempt to draw up a new constitution. Opinion polls predicted that conservative parties were likely to have a majority in the 50-member assembly. It's Chile's second attempt to replace the current constitution, which was adopted during the military government of General Augusto Pinochet. A star-studded concert has been held in the grounds of Windsor Castle near London to celebrate the coronation of King Charles. The organisers said millions of people in over 100 countries watched the show. Stephen Powell has more in this report.
Welcome to the Coronation Concert!
At the late Queen's Platinum Jubilee celebrations last year, it was Paddington Bear who stole the show. This time, Miss Piggy and Kermit the Frog were the ones to bring the house down, with host Hugh Bonneville.
We're looking for our seats, we're in the royal box.
Mm-hmm. Wait a second, Kermit, it's him! A lord! A real lord!
If the Muppets brought the laughs, Lionel Richie had the 20,000-strong crowd in Windsor, including the Royal Box, dancing. Not necessarily on the ceiling, but certainly on their feet. But it was Katy Perry, Take That, and an impressive light show that brought the night to a roaring climax.
Stephen Powell with that report. That's the latest BBC World News.